A man walks carefully down a street, totally destroyed. Russian bombs have ripped through these buildings in central Kharkiv. The area is silent and brutally scarred. Shrapnel has ripped through cars. Masonry, thrown in the blasts, has crushed others. Flames still rise from buildings nearby. Bomb craters and twisted steel.
This street in central Kharkiv shows you just how devastating the effect of Russian bombing of this city has been. An entire street totally destroyed. Many of these buildings have people's homes in them. Private residences, flats, some of them still smoking. One of the main things that many people here tell you is that they can in no way understand how the leader of a country like Russia could do something like this to a city like Kharkiv.
Tessa is in shock. She walks around in a daze looking at the destroyed businesses and homes.
I cannot think straight. I can't find the words. It's barbaric, terrible. The world is shaking. I just don't understand.
Shrapnel has ripped through the golden spires of an Orthodox church. Every window is smashed. Underground metro stations is where many people hide. The young and old stand patiently in line for food served by volunteers. A bowl of soup, salad, and bread. Ilona and her 12-year-old daughter, Nastya, show us the train carriage where they've sheltered since their home was destroyed.
It started 12 days ago. Our house was destroyed. We don't know where to live anymore. I don't know where to go with my child. Honestly, help us. There are many here like us who have lost everything.
Their belongings are neatly arranged where they sleep. There are family pets here too.
I thought we would live peacefully in happiness, united, but I was wrong.
In another carriage, we find 19-year-old Violetta and her baby son, Bogdan. He was born in hospital 2 days after the Russian army invaded.
It's so difficult. Every day we wash him upstairs. I'm so worried about him getting cold.
Vladimir Putin told the world repeatedly Russia would never invade Ukraine. Kharkiv is a terrified testimony to his lie. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera. Kharkiv.